On this episode of Secrets of Staffing Success, we're going to be talking about the Super Bowl of Staffing. That's right. Staffing World is upon us, and we're going to be talking to members of our team here at Haley to talk about what their expectations are for this year's event. Today's episode is brought to you by Haley Marketing Group. If you're like most staffing firms, finding good candidates right now is a major struggle. At Haley Marketing, we have a number of tools that will help you recruit both active and passive candidates, drive more traffic to your job board, and increase applications. To learn more, give us a call at 888-696-2900.
Welcome to Secrets of Staffing Success from Haley Marketing. Candid conversations with innovators and thought leaders in the staffing and recruiting industries. Your host for Secrets of Staffing Success is Todd Lewandowski. And now, here's Todd.
Well, it's one of those fun episodes of Secrets of Staffing Success where we actually have our guests here in studio with us because, well, they work here in this building. So we've got our director of social media, Brad Smith, once again coming back to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Todd.
And we have our president and CEO, David Cerns, who's also coming back to the show, too. David, thanks for joining us.
Always glad to be here.
Well, we wanted to talk about Staffing World because, you know, as I said in the open, it is the biggest events of the staffing industry calendar every year, and wanted to talk a little bit about what's going to be going on and what specifically we're going to be doing here from Haley Marketing Group. I know we're bringing something new to Staffing World this year, the Smart Marketing Talk Show. David, tell us what exactly does that entail?
Oh, so this hopefully is going to be a lot of fun. So every year, ASA puts out requests for proposals, and, you know, the most of the sessions are typically the common breakout. An instructor gets on stage, talks about some theory, gives you a couple of take-homes, blah, blah, blah. Well, Brad and I said, you know, we got to do something different. We want to talk about what's going on in the world of marketing, lead generation, recruiting, but we said, let's have some fun. So, I don't know, maybe we were inspired by too many episodes of Jimmy Fallon, but we put together the Smart Marketing Show. It literally is going to be just like an episode of The Tonight Show. There's going to be some monologues where we provide some really good lessons. So there will be some of that educational stuff. We've got some amazing guests coming on stage who are going to talk about some really phenomenal results they've achieved both with recruiting and their branding slash business development efforts. And we've even got a game for the audience to play along with us.
Ooh, that should be exciting. Brad, what can attendees really expect to take away from this?
Well, I think as David mentioned, we're going to start with some dialogue and we're going to talk about some of the biggest challenges that we're hearing in the market right now. Obviously, first and foremost on the list is the candidate shortage. So how are we overcoming that candidate shortage? What tools, tactics, and strategies are others using in the real world to overcome that, to drive a deeper candidate flow, fill more of their job orders? So we'll touch on high level some of those. We'll talk a little bit about lead generation. And if we have the right job orders in the hopper, that can help with us overcoming the candidate shortage too. We need to have great jobs that attract the right people. And then, as David mentioned, we're going to have two amazing guests. We have two people from one from a regional staffing company, Wood Personnel, that's going to share some tips on how they've made some small changes to their website, to their candidate flow, to their application, and how that's had some really dramatic impact on overall conversions and the velocity of applications that they're getting. So some small changes that can have a big impact. And
yeah, then, yeah, like five times more applications that happened year over year just by making one change to their process. It was amazing.
Hmm. Yeah, for sure. So we're going to release those secrets. Stephanie's going to share that. And like David mentioned, small change, but it can have a big impact. And it's something that nearly everybody attending this session could take away and begin doing almost immediately. Hmm. So it's not one of these things that takes a ton of development, but big impact, big change right away. And then John Reed McDonald from Pride Staff is going to share from the national level how they do a good job of overall branding. And they have a challenge. They're a franchise organization. They have offices all over the country. And they're going to talk about the importance of brand consistency and how we develop processes, materials, tactics, tools that individual offices on the local level can leverage and also give them a way to carry through that overall brand image, brand positioning, and everything else, and how important that consistency is to lead generation and recruiting efforts.
And I love the fact that we're going to have some actual clients here sharing their stories, because I think anybody can get up there and preach and say, this is how you should do it. But to actually hear from people who are implementing these ideas and the results that they've had, I think is going to be huge. The other part about it that I really like is, what you mentioned is the game show within the talk show here, the interactive portion, if you will. What's that going to be all about for the attendees?
Well, I'm not going to give away the questions, but we looked at some examples. I mean, the theme of the show is smart marketing. We looked at some examples of some really amazing classic marketing campaigns over the last century, and we pulled together six of them. Some of them are staffing industry specific, some not so much. Some were big winners, some not so much. And we'll be presenting each of these smart marketing adventures and then discussing, is this smart marketing?
I love it. So that's what we're going to be doing from Haley Marketing Group. But just as the show as a whole, what are you most looking forward to at Staffing World this year?
Well, for me, boy, it's like old homes days. I love getting there, seeing all of our friends in the industry. I mean, it's so nice of ASA to bring so many of our clients together for one place so we can see them as well. But there's a lot of things I'm really looking forward to this year. There's a brand new format. ASA has sort of reimagined Staffing World. The day one, some of us will be setting up the booth, but there's a pre-conference session with growth strategies for companies up to $50 million. So Mackenzie from our team, we've asked her to go to that session to learn some of those growth strategies. And I'm really excited because that's an extended length session facilitated by Scott Wintrip. You know that it's going to be full of fantastic ideas, and she'll bring those home. Then kicking off the first keynote, Becky Frankowitz is going to talk about the time to innovate and adapt. Just yesterday, I was talking to another owner of a company about his kids and, you know, the jobs of tomorrow and what's going to happen. And we were talking about how the single most important skill that we need to teach our kids is the ability to be adaptable.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to see a keynote that's really going to talk about innovation and adaptability, because really that's been our key to success for 23 years and for my kids, the key to their future. And then there's some more tactical sessions. There's one on robotic process automation. I'm really interested in how to automate routine tasks so people can be doing higher level, higher value work. And then finally, the last keynote is going to be about living your vision. And I've been really lucky in the last month. I've had the opportunity to see some phenomenal speakers talking about the importance of having a personal vision. Having personal family values and living that vision, living a life of intentionality, really every morning getting up and thinking about, why am I here? What am I trying to accomplish? It's like the universe is telling me that you need to be doing this stuff, and then Staffing World's bringing it home with their keynote.
You know, we've mentioned a few times here, but the technology side of things, AI, VR, do you see that being a huge topic of conversation this year at Staffing World?
Yeah, certainly. And I think they're going to look to apply that and how we overcome some of our biggest challenges right now. So how do we overcome the talent shortage? How do we use technology for candidate re-engagement, candidate redeployment? How can we better shape the candidate experience to streamline the intake and application process? How do we make it better for those people so that they want to work with our industry? How do we more quickly and seamlessly and take out the friction of getting placed on a job assignment? So I think that's where technology can really play a role. And then one of the keynotes that I saw was shaping better workplaces for a better world, and kind of building off of what David said, how can we create better places where people want to work? I think technology has a role in that. And technology can help connect us better and connect us to social causes, because I think that's going to be a big talking point over the next decade as more millennials and the younger generations are transitioning into the workforce and key areas of the workforce. I think businesses are going to be aligned with more of a social purpose and personal causes. And I think, again, technology can play into that.
What I really like about Staffing World is it's the opportunity. It's not just staffing owners. It's not just managers. It's not just C-level. you see a lot of recruiters and sales reps and staff of the different staffing and recruiting firms. So I know there's a lot of probably first time attendees going this year. Any advice for first time attendees?
So there was actually a talk this morning on ASA Central, and the number one piece of advice is the common one, wear comfortable shoes. I think somebody somebody said this is the single largest hotel in a area known for giant hotels. but really, I think besides the sort of joking, wear comfortable shoes, it's plan ahead. Get the pre-conference catalog, go through all the sessions. If you don't have the printed version, go online. Staffing World is an amazing event, but it's what you make of it. And so it's going to come and go in a blur, and suddenly you're going to be at 5 o'clock Thursday and go, what happened? and that's not just from the sleep deprivation. But the reality is there's going to be sessions you want to see with the new Wednesday format with all these tech talks. You're going to really have to pick and choose what matters to you. And so if you don't plan ahead, you will not make the most of the experience. But just a little planning, it will be an awesome few days.
Yeah, and I would say if there's an event that you really want to go to or a session you really want to see, get there a few minutes early. Oftentimes, seats fill up, and sometimes it's standing room only, and people are crowding around the door trying to listen in. So get there a few minutes early. And then participate. So talk to those around you. I know sometimes David and I will even go to the same session, and the two of us will have three or four completely different takeaways from a session. So I think if you talk and strike up a conversation to the people on either side of you or in front or in back of you, you can really get some great takeaways. Before the session, you can talk to them about why they're there, what challenges their business is facing, how they're overcoming things, share some of your background. After the session, you can debrief and talk about what they learned, what they're going to implement. And again, oftentimes we perceive and hear things a little bit differently, and I think it's good to get other people's perspective because there's something that you may not have heard or heard differently that can have a big impact for your business. And making those connections, having those conversations, sitting down at breakfast with people that you don't know can really open you up to solving some challenges that you otherwise wouldn't be able to.
Yeah, and I like the idea of dividing and conquer too. If you're bringing five people from your team, don't all go to the same session at once. There's multiple sessions going on at all the time. Divide and conquer. Send one person over here, one person over there. And even if you do have multiple people in the same session, sit at different tables so you get the more opportunity to do that networking and talk to different people. I know every year we provide a recap to Staffing World as part of our Lunch with Haley webinar series. What can, if people can't attend, what can they expect on this recap?
So this year should be really good. We have our biggest team ever going to Staffing World. We have 9 people going, so we're going to be able to attend a lot. Even if you're going and you can't get to everything, we won't be able to cover every session, but we're going to be able to provide an overview of our takeaways from the keynotes, from a lot of the breakouts. It's not like being at Staffing World, so, but maybe it'll be inspiration for a lot of people to get there next year. But we will be covering the highlights of everything we see over the 3 days that is Staffing World.
Yeah, and if you can't attend Staffing World yourself, I think it's a must-register, must-see event. You're going to get a lot of great takeaways. And even if you do attend Staffing World, like David mentioned, there's a lot of things that you just can't make it to. And there might be 2 or 3 sessions at the same time that were really interesting. So we'll try to do a really nice recap. And a lot of times what we try to do is not cover everything, but cover the key points that are most impactful for day-to-day operations of a staffing company, and even strategic operations too. But we'll share the key takeaways.
It'll be just like being there, except for the without the free booze and gambling. favorite Staffing World memory? We've been doing this for what, 15 years, probably close to that now. David, do you have a favorite Staffing World memory?
Oh, I'm pleading the fifth on this one.
Not no, the after hours Staffing World.
Okay, no. It's hard. There's been so many great ones. I was trying to think back. I knew you were going to ask this question. Think back is what really stands out. And of all of the amazing speakers that I've seen, Peter Diamandis stands out the most. For those of you who don't know Peter, he is the head of Singularity University. He is a futurist. He's an individual who believes we live in a world of abundance, that we're living in a time today that despite the evening news, the reality is people are wealthier, healthier, living longer than at any point in human history, and it's only going to get better. And so Peter talked about how to 10X your business, how to 10X your life. He's even talked about some of the research he's doing to try to get people to live to be 140 and 150 years old with the same quality of life that a 50-year-old has. So he was fantastic, and that one really, really stands out. I think the other one that stands out was 2009, you know, right after the beginning of the Great Recession. The mood was not real exciting in staffing world because everybody had taken a big hit, but just the camaraderie of the industry and all of the people getting there to support one another and the feeling of we're in this together, we'll get through this together, we'll survive together. It's one of the things I love about the staffing industry is it's filled with just such great people, and staffing world's such a terrific place to interact with those individuals.
Brian, you have a favorite memory?
I can think of two. I can think of a ton, but two really stand out. One was the first time that I actually got to speak at Staffing World. It was the first big conference that I spoke at. This is going back, 10 or 12 years. And had the chance to do a joint session with Art Pappas, founder and CEO of Bullhorn, who I have a lot of respect for and is extremely intelligent and understands the industry a lot. And he's just an absolutely great speaker, great presenter, and really made me feel at ease and took away the nerve. So that was a great experience. But one of the others was, I mentioned earlier how important it is to network and kind of step outside your comfort zone a little bit. And there was a well-respected social media keynote speaker that was coming in, and not somebody that truly understood the staffing industry or any of the biggest challenges, but noted expert in the space. And I reached out ahead of time through social media, through Twitter and LinkedIn, made a connection, just let him know I was really excited to hear what he was saying. And he reached back out to me ahead of the conference, and we had the chance to sit down for breakfast ahead of his keynote and just talk about the staffing industry, talk about some of the challenges, best practices, things like that. And it was just a really interesting insight. But in terms of business value, during his keynote, he actually mentioned those conversations, mentioned me by name, and encouraged people to come over to our booth.
Oh, that's great.
After that keynote session, we had a line of people just waiting. But the reason I share that story is because I think it's extremely important to make that connection, reach out, network, again, step out of your comfort zone, reach out to people who you normally wouldn't be able to have a face-to-face meeting with. And this is a great forum to do that. There's some great leaders in the staffing industry that you can connect with and learn from. There's amazing keynotes, amazing presenters. Don't be shy. So if you go to a session and you really want to learn more, you really want to connect, you have a question that maybe you didn't want to ask in front of everybody, walk up to those people afterwards and have that conversation.
Yeah, and I want to just add in, because you made me think of something that, you know, all right, I apologize, this is going to sound totally self-serving, but go to the expo hall.
Yeah.
There's going to be somewhere between 125 and 150 companies there, all of whom work with multiple staffing companies, all of whom understand the challenges that you're facing as a staffing professional and have different solutions. And you don't have to have conversations because you want to buy from them, and hopefully they're not just trying to give you a sales pitch. But there's so much knowledge. I mean, Brad's going to be there. I'll be there. There'll be the folks from Innovero are clearly rated now will be there. And there's just going to be so many really, really smart vendors who they're there just to talk to you and take advantage of that. Ask them your questions. Because again, you don't have to be looking to buy something. They just want to chat and take advantage of that, because between the other attendees, the vendors and the speakers, you will go home with more knowledge than you know what to do with.
Yeah, and if you're working with one of those current vendors, whether it's an ATS technology system, something else, go there and visit that booth. Sit down with your rep face-to-face there and talk. Oftentimes, we don't get to do that, and that's one of the things that I'm really looking forward to at Staffing World, is to get to sit down face-to-face with our clients and really sit down and go through a strategy, go through a game plan, figure out where key business challenges are, and not that we don't do that already over the phone, but it's just nice to have that personal connection and conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we started this conversation off talking about the big presentation that you guys will be doing, so I wanted to give you a chance to give a plug for that, date and time for the Smart Marketing Talk Show.
So we're up Thursday at 11:30 a.m. So please show up early, get your seats. I know we're up against a couple of other really good presentations. So if you need to divide and conquer, we understand. But I promise you will walk home, not only have some fun, but walk home with some great ideas to help with both your recruiting and bringing in new business.
Well, thank you, gentlemen, very much for this little look ahead at Staffing World 2019. I know everybody here is really excited to go catch up on some sleep and bank that sleep time before you guys head out to Vegas. And I think, as always, make sure everybody tunes in. We'll send out information about the Lunch with Haley recap of Staffing World so that you can get all that really great information that you may have missed if you did not attend. So thank you, gentlemen, for joining us today.
Awesome. Thanks, Todd.
Thank you.
Well, that'll do it for another episode of Secrets of Staffing Success. If you are going to Staffing World, safe travels to everybody. I hope you have a really great time. And if you are traveling, you need something to listen to on the way. You can always download any of the Secrets of Staffing Success on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, the podcast app on your Apple device, and of course at HaleyMarketing.com. It's a really great listen when you're on the plane or stuck in the airport. All right, we'll talk to you next time on Secrets of Staffing Success.